Time now for your letters. Noel Collamer of Bellingham, Washington, liked two of our stories last week. He writes that Brian Naylor's conversation with New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman about covering street fighting in Fallujah helped nurture my support and admiration for our brave and faithful soldiers. Also, I was pleasantly surprised to hear William Crystal being interviewed. Both segments seemed fair and balanced. Other listeners were not so pleased with our conversation with conservative journalist Crystal. If I wanted to hear William Crystal's take on things, I would have turned on Fox News, writes Jed Rudy of Indiana, Pennsylvania, who goes on to say the only time I would enjoy an NPR report on him is if and when he stands trial for leading the U.S. into the worst blunder of its history. You don't need to be fair and balanced, just the facts will do. David Sheridan had a different perspective on the interview. He writes, William Crystal asks rhetorically whether there have been any indictments, ethics breaches, or forced resignations in the Bush administration, and implicitly invites comparison with the Clinton administration. Perhaps the second biggest difference between the Clinton and Bush administrations is the absence in the Bush administration of an independent counsel or special prosecutor law. That law required the Attorney General to request the appointment of a special prosecutor if there was reason to investigate whether high federal officials had committed a crime. If the special prosecutor law had not been allowed to lapse, and if, a big if, the current attorney general complied with that law, special prosecutors would be crawling all over the Bush administration, and Mr. Crystal would not be asking his fatuous question. Finally, Grant Garber of Selma, California, had this to say after hearing our segment on the killing of Hamas leader Abdel Rantizi. With majorities of Israelis and Palestinians wanting a negotiated settlement, it's too bad that the leadership of both want to destroy the other. And it doesn't help that America's president takes sides with the hardline Israelis. Mr. Garber goes on to say, violence as a political selling point needs opposition. Hamas would have no raison d'etre if it got its way and Israel ceased to exist. Ariel Sharon would lose the election without the threat of suicide bombings, and President Bush would lose in November without the threat of terrorism in America. All three rely on the actions of their enemies to keep political power. So, who's really the ally of whom? Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.